Ah, that is so wonderful. I would like to reconvene the meeting at 9:38, and public comments or recognition reports. Do we have anything, Jerem?
No.
Okay, under correspondence 9.1.
You want to
One.
report out from closed session?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. I would like Rudy to report out from closed session.
We took no action during closed session.
Thank you. Usually report out closed session. Okay, I didn't see that on the agenda. Okay. 9.1, discuss CEO retention bonus. And at the last meeting, we brought up, we gave retention bonuses to our administration staff, excluding Jerem. We mentioned giving it also to Jerem. And at that time, we discussed we should have Charlie involved with the discussion. Charlie, do you have questions?
No question, and I am in agreement that we award Jerem the bonus.
And Rudy?
I have no discussion.
And Tom was in agreement the last time. So now what we're just in it's in discussion. So what do we do, Jerem, now?
Did everybody have the opportunity to review the attachment from that?
Yes, Charlie.
Yes.
If there are no concerns, what I'll do is Tabitha will put this on the as an action item in the April 29th meeting.
Okay.
Good.
That's good.
Okay. Nothing else here.
Okay, but it'll be in the action item under the consent calendar. It
It's
should be
not
an action item
okay.
as a separate action item for Okay,
consent.
I just want to make clear where it's going to be. So we're all in agreement. It'll be an action item on our next board meeting.
Yes.
Good. Okay. Okay. We'll go to 9.2. Process of a new and replacement board members, including priorities for the experience, commitment to the mission, diversity. This has come up for our discussion here, Jerem.
Yes, there's some attachments in the backup pertaining to this. One is the study session notes that outlined some of this, and then also what Rudy had put together for preferred board members. And I know Rudy had a lot of interest in this one. I don't know if Rudy, if you want to express anything about 9.2 and how you feel like this would best move for you.
Well, I'm looking at the agenda and the fact that we have a time constraint, and I'm wondering if we should put this off.
Can we hold on 9.2? We'll let's get 9.3 and 9.4, and we'll see how our time is doing.
Yeah,
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, 9.3, school-funded student scholarships for 2024-25. Jerem.
Was an item that Rudy had mentioned that he would like to have further discussion about. Rudy?
We're talking 9.3 now.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, I would like to see us provide student scholarships from the budget. It would be nice if we could do that on an ongoing basis, but I think this year, in particular, we have the funding to do it. Can we legally do it?
And Jerem, did you look that up? Because I don't think legally we can use school funds for scholarships.
I didn't look it up because I wanted to have a discussion to find out exactly what you were thinking and how you were thinking about doing it. Then I could go and ask whatever you're thinking of doing if we can or not. So I wanted to gather more information first into the discussion.
Well,
So what you're saying, Rudy, is to use school funds to pay for a scholarship for graduates. Is
yes,
that my understanding?
a scholarship or scholarships, plural.
Got it.
And
And just
I would propose it as an amount that we'd be talking about is $5,000.
a total amount,
Okay,
Rudy,
and then.
are we talking about
Yeah,
and
that's what I would recommend.
okay. And that would be distributed as we thought fit, 1,000 a piece, 1,500, 500 a piece.
No. This is from school funds. This is not from your personal.
No, I understand that, Rudy. I'm talking about $5,000 total amount. Is that distributed amongst one person or multiple people?
Oh, I think that should be left up to a scholarship.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
It should
And
be left
so,
up to who, Rudy, you said?
to a scholarship committee, I think staff is quite capable of determining how best to spend a scholarship fund.
I know we had talked
Gotcha.
about it, Tom. You had brought up a possibility of having maybe some of our administrative assistant administrators look at maybe canvassing the communities or businesses to be able to donate. Yeah. You want to talk a little further about that, Tom?
Well, we're large enough, and with administrative staff and counseling staff, to put together a committee to go out and get scholarships also. Usually at our sites, the counselors would, put out and get it from businesses. We're associated with a lot of WIOAs. We found out the WIOs give a lot of scholarships, and I don't know how many of our students are getting those scholarships. So I wanted more work done on scholarships. If we're as administrators giving our one, it should be a base and not the only one. And so if we can come up with more scholarships, that's much better. And if we can get it from legally, if we can use state funds, that would be great. It's just we can't give things away usually out of state funds. So Jerome will find out the legality of that. And if we can't, then I hope that a committee will be formed on surveying our communities for other scholarships for our students.
Yeah, and that would be my druthers if we can get it as a community offering rather than taking it out of general funds.
Okay, so Jerem, we've asked you to first find out if it's legal using our government funds for scholarships for our students, and second, setting up a committee for scholarships for our students.
Okay, so if we do this, what I'll do is I'll find out the legality of it. I'll bring it back as a discussion item in the April 29th meeting to let you know further discussion whether it is legal or if it's not legal. And then if it is legal, how do we want to proceed? If it's not legal, how do we want to proceed? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have some more input. I have read and seen where charter schools have been able to provide equipment and services and gift it to students. Isn't that correct? I mean, I've seen where they can give parents money to take their students to certain types of educational events, and aren't there situations where students have been gifted computers?
So at Pathways, that has not taken place. It can take place and does take place in the charter world as a It's part of the curriculum. It's part of the enrollment of the student, part of the extracurricular activity or electives and so forth. And as far as Chromebooks, typically those aren't gifted. We may find that Chromebooks are out of date and we ask the student to refurbish them. But in this case, we're referring to somebody who's no longer a student at Pathways, who's a graduate. Can we use Pathways funds to give to a already graduated student? And that's what I'll find out legally.
Good.
As a follow-up to that, Jerm, I would want to know whether that money, if we can gift it, would that be instructional or administrative?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, is that all on 9.3?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, 9.4, discuss policy. Excuse me. Jerome, do you want to discuss that?
Yeah, Tabitha, you want to put up 9.4, the backup, and then Tom, there was a discussion about changing the amount, and this is the policy that discusses this. So if you look at compensation portion of it there at the top, that's where this, if the board has an interest in changing any of this, we would change the language here, which we could do right now if you wanted to, as a part of the discussion, as proposal, and then I could bring it back in the next meeting for consent, for agreement, I mean, approval of whatever changes you desire to make, the board desires to make to this.
Okay, good. First, Rudy.
So, are we first asking if we want that number of 600 to change? Is that the first step?
It was 500, and now it's 600, but what is should be the beginning if they choose to take a stipend? What should begin the beginning stipend be? Think what would you think?
Well, what we have in there now is 600, correct?
Right, we have right now the last one. I thought it was 500. This is
Yeah,
the.
we had talked about like a teacher's or administrator's salary scale. As the more years that you have put into the organization, the higher you would be compensated. So for me to bring on a new board member, my recommendation would be to start them at 500, and it kind of, as board members, Tom, Rudy, myself, we've been, board members for 8 years. We haven't taken compensation every year because we went through some very difficult times fiscally, and we chose not to augment to our stipend. But now that we do have the money, it also creates a situation where for retention, where they know that they're going to get $100 or $50 a year for every year that they put into it. But we have put in our heart and soul into this organization, and because of our scope of responsibility as board members, I think we should be duly compensated.
So, what's being proposed is a salary schedule for board members?
Yes. Ooh.
Well, I read once, at the last time we had a meeting at our house, you had a piece of paper. It said it was $500 with an annual increase, which could be $50. And
What are you referring to? I don't
There was some piece you had
background.
it. It was on one of the pieces of paper that you had on our board policies under the board policies for our compensation. And so this one says not to exceed 100, and you know.
Wait a minute. So on a piece of paper that I had?
Yes.
Really?
You sat on my right side, and
Do
I.
you recall that too, Charlie?
Or something. I know we had a discussion about it.
But so that
We
so.
had what we had a discussion about this at a board meeting.
It was, yeah, when we were discussing, we brought up at the workshop.
Okay.
We had a discussion on it, and so we wanted to look at it. And as long as they're if a board member chooses to be compensated, what should be the starting salary? Or
I
what should
would
be the
prefer the
starting
word stipend.
What thank you. What would be the starting monthly compensation or stipend? And then is there on an annual basis, is there a compensation that could be an increase?
You want input now?
Yes.
Okay. I think what is in the current policy is good. I oppose any automatic increases. I think we should be careful, no matter how large or small the amount, to consider compensation for board members. I don't recall ever being supportive of. I just don't recall the study session where we discussed this, but that's the way I recommend it this time, that we leave the language in the board policy as is.
Good. Okay. And Charlie?
Well, again, my recommendation is to start any new board members at 500. I would say a $50 increase automatically because I personally feel uncomfortable coming to the board every year and asking for an increase. I think it would be kind of following suit to what we have for our staff, where we do have a increment annually or a salary scale, if you will. Also, I think it's would be prudent to do retro pay for you, Tom, Rudy, and I for the years that we put into this organization that we weren't compensated. So, what that would be. It would be determined. And so that's where I'm at.
Jerem, what kind of legal complications might this present?
My recollection is that the legal counsel is always recommends that boards, as well as Charter Impact, that boards are not paid. However, there's no legal requirement to not pay board members, as long as it's done in an open way. There's nothing illegal about it. It just, as legal counsel has, I remember several years ago, made it very, very clear, that like probably shouldn't do that, and the optics of it aren't the best. Can you legally do it? And all the boards heard that and agreed and said, "Yeah, we hear you, but we want to continue to do it." So that's the legal side of it that I
But
recommend.
what I'm referring to is retro pay.
You could pay the board. I don't know. I don't know what the legal legality of that would be.
And do
I
we
assume you could, but I don't know. I don't know that for sure.
and I would also like to hear from our CFO regarding that.
Okay. The consensus, the beginning, the beginning salary of a board member,
Beginning stipend, please.
beginning stipend, thank you. Beginning stipend, is presently 600. Charlie thinks it should go back to 500, but then with, exp then we, that's, so that's the first one.
And that's for new board members, not existing.
Yeah. And each board member may receive each, see then with the language, okay, each board member may receive a monthly compensation of 600. Starting compensation of each board member may receive a monthly compensation of starting at 500, because it would have to be starting or starting at 600.
You want Tabitha to suggest to change something, or you all
Well, I
just
want to, it's basically each member of each board member may be may receive a may receive a monthly compensation or a monthly stipend. Which word should we use there?
I think.
Legally, it doesn't, it's the same
Okay. So each
compensation, stipend, it doesn't
okay,
matter.
so each member of the board may receive a starting monthly compensation of 500. That's the starting. Okay. Then and may receive an annual $50 increase with board approval.
So not change the 100 to 50. That's basically what you're saying here.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't want to go back and do any, because it's understood, with board approval, the board wouldn't ask for it if we had to go through hard times and we had no money for teachers. Definitely, board members wouldn't want any money,
And that
So
was, and that's our,
if
that's
that.
our. That's our history, Tom, is that when we were having hard times, we were not taking any increase in stipend. And that was, I would say, at least a half dozen years.
So just for clarity, Tom, are you saying you want to change the word may increase to will increase?
That was my thought. So that there's no question. I mean, and as board members, we opted not to take the increase. I don't know. During that those times that we were having difficulties fiscally, we chose not to take an increase. So how do you want to state that?
I want to state now that I will vote no on these changes when it comes to taking action.
Understood. So, Charlie, again, how would you want it to come back so that we agree?
Okay, on an annual basis, the board may increase compensation. Yeah, May is fine. That's up to us, right?
Right.
Because
May, then the board has, if it's May, then the board has to take action to say to increase it.
Oh,
Okay.
that's true.
So we can put the word will in. On an annual basis, the board will increase the compensation in the amount not to exceed $50 a month annually. Yeah. So you want to put will in there?
Yes.
So that means annually everybody's gonna that accepts a stipend will get $50 additionally.
If they accept the stipend.
So in 24, 25, 26, $50, and 26, 27, $50 ad infinitum.
Correct.
And what it says, the amount not to exceed, go back up, please. Not to exceed means it could be a dollar. So are you, that's how I read it, you know, I mean, it says not to exceed 50. It doesn't say it will be 50. So are you wanting to change, if I'm hearing what you're saying, in an amount of $50, instead of saying not to exceed, you want to remove the language not to exceed is what it, well, I'm understanding.
Yeah, I don't, because then it's 50. It's like a compensation, minimum compensation, and I don't want it. You know, I want it to be on the minimum.
So
range.
Tabitha, what I'm hearing is change not to exceed to of, not to exceed to of. Is that what you're saying?
Did you want to add any language on based on budget for the fiscal year at all, or just to kind of protect in case?
I like that better. I like and I like that at the end. Dependent on the budget or depending on dependent on the budget. Yeah, because any year that the budget wouldn't, I know we would, you know. We would, if the budget's in the hole, we would, you know, take even a loss or cancel out that if it, you know, became that much. I mean, the year we were all in the red, I didn't expect, you know. Yeah. Can you go with that, Charlie?
Yes. That's fine.
I think you got an extra period there, Tabitha. Yeah.
And then that when that comes back, then we'll
correct.
And, yeah. We'll bring it up for approval and see how that goes. Okay. Okay, that covers that one. Now we go back up to, okay, we've got,
you want to move to 11.1, are you done with 9.4?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
And then you want to bring that as an action item.
Wait,
under?
Rudy has a comment.
Yeah, as long as we have the policy before us, let's look and see if anything beyond that is affected by, you know, what you're recommending in the beginning. So let me have a chance to look at this. What about the... what about the $400 per board member evaluation stipend? Is that going to be always $400 a month? Or is that going to be subject to increase as well?
Just what I'm understanding, and Tom and Charlie and board, you can correct me if I'm wrong, it doesn't sound like Tom or Charlie wants to change anything else in this policy, but I don't want to speak for you.
Yeah. And this is Charlie. I'm comfortable with the $400. Will it change in the future? Possibly, you know, if the board decides that that's the direction. But I think that's adequate for now. How about you, Tom?
Yeah, everything else is fine with me.
Is there anything in this policy that you want to change?
Now that we have an opportunity, yes, I'd like to clarify some things. Under reimbursement of expenses, where it says that these expenses will be in accordance with policies established for, et cetera. So I presume that reimbursement expenses for board members is approved by the CEO, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Travel expenses are reimbursed by the CEO.
Well, not reimbursed by me, but I approve them. I, is that what you're asking? Yeah.
Approved by the CEO. And authorized purposes, are they approved in advance or after the fact?
Well, it's in the sentence prior, it says board members shall be reimbursed for travel expenses incurred when performing services directed by the board. So
Okay.
if the board directs something, then the
Okay.
boards would determine that. Yeah.
Okay. The last sentence about any questions regarding propriety must be resolved by the board before the expenses occurred. How does that act out in practice? How would the board be made aware of an impropriety in advance?
Yes, it would be up to the discretion of a discussion that happened, and somebody's feeling like, hey, the board's directing this to happen, and reimbursement for that. It doesn't sound like that's an appropriate reimbursement, and the board discusses at that time when the direction is given. That's one example. I don't know. I'm just speculating here. You know, what would be your proposal?
No, I'm just asking for clarification because that's something that
Gotcha.
I asked in the past, and this was an opportunity to do it since this is being brought before the board. No, I don't have any other recommendations other than to say I am concerned that what's being proposed smells like a salary schedule, and I don't think that that's right for a board of directors. I'm done.
Okay.
Tom, should this be brought back? This should be brought back as an action item. Typically, this goes into consent. Something like this goes into consent.
I'll pull it.
So let's put it as an action item since it'll be pulled anyway. Okay. Tom, you want to continue with the agenda for with 10?
Yeah, we have one consent item, so I'd like a motion to approve 10.1 consent item. Can I have a motion for that?
I move that we approve 10.1 the minutes of the regular board meeting from March 18.
Seconded, Charlie.
I have a first and second call for the vote. Rudy?
Aye.
Charlie?
Aye.
Tom? Aye. Carried 3-0. Under 11.1, approval of increased board members from 3 to 4. I'd like a motion to open 11.1 as an action item.
So moved, Charlie.
I second.
I have a first and second open for discussion for the action item of approval to increase board members. Okay, Jerem.
So this has been an action item that we've had on the agendas in the past. It was tabled and it was asked to be brought back as an action item. For a board approval, there was a chair analysis that was included in the original when it was on the agenda, and it's included again. And I think this is an item that that the board wants to discuss and have a discussion about to determine if they want to proceed or not.
Okay, Rudy, discussion?
Yeah, do we have that chair analysis available to look at?
Tabitha, you want to put that up?
Yes, please.
I will say, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. The one thing, Rudy had some questions for me that were helpful. So on the action item, it says total estimated administrative fiscal impact. It's actually a little bit higher than that. So just be aware of that. It's just a total estimated, but it is higher than the estimated amount.
So in the board agenda, the amount is like 113,000.
Yes.
Does that refer to the board, or does that refer to beyond the board? I'm surprised that it costs so much. If it costs so much, then that would affect how I think about it. I think
So
the follow-up.
I had res
I
Go
think
ahead,
the
I'm sorry.
follow-up you provided referred to the $9,400 stipends for three board members. It referred to the CEO evaluation stipend. It did not include travel expenses in Tom's document. It talks about board training. It did not include that. And there was a reference to 113,000 that included increases in the administrative ratio associated with the CEO's responsibilities. It all seems rather ambiguous to me.
Jerem, that would be going back to how you figured the 113. That was figuring your time to working with the board.
So the CEO salary administrative percentage would increase from 50 to 85%. That total is, let's just say, 77,000.
So
The
excuse me, let me ask, is that related to an increase in a board member?
Yes.
So each board member costs $77,000 to support and staff support.
I don't know if that's true, but I do know that the increase of percentage, estimated increase in administrative percentage from 50 to 85% would be the estimated time that the CEO is going to have to spend with the board overall will be more, and particularly with a new board member, significantly more.
Any more
Same with
questions?
the executive assistant salary administrative percentage would increase from 70 to 90 because the administrative assistant also would spend more time with the board because there's more board members and in particular a new board member.
So how is it that other organizations, I took the schools that you had said were potentially or actually involved in the management's survey, And they varied. Out of the six, there was a board of directors that had nine people. There was one that had seven. There was one that had three. The one that had three had a looked to me a record of canceling a lot of board meetings. I don't know why. I could speculate, but that would be speculation. I fail to understand how these other schools can, from a, if we're looking at the financial aspect of it alone, how they can afford to do it and we cannot.
I don't think anybody's saying that we can't afford to do it per se, but we're saying that this would be the estimated cost.
Okay, so in the evaluation or in the analysis that the board president provided, we can discount the references to the additional costs.
Well, there is the additional cost. The question is, does the board want to spend that additional 113 plus thousand to do it? That's the question before the board.
Okay.
And also the question is after the analysis I wrote would be at this moment, do we need another board member? Do we need to increase? At some time we might, but now do we need to increase? And those were the reasons I felt we didn't need to increase at this time.
What would be the reasons at some time?
If I felt we were, if in my mind, we weren't getting the job done, and we needed more people to delegate the duties out to, or to have more members. If if we weren't functioning well with three members, then I would suggest that we would go to five members. I would not suggest we would go to four members.
Well, the reason that I proposed four is because I understood the financial argument. And by the way, there was one board of directors that had six. So, I mean, it's not out of the question to have. I know the argument is an even number versus an odd number, but the reason that I proposed four was on a financial basis. If finances aren't a concern in that regard, then I would say it would be smarter to go to five. The reason for additional board members is to get a broader perspective. In the analysis, it's referred to, well, let me go through it. More complexity in decision making. That's speculation. With more individuals involved, there's greater potential for differing opinions and conflicts. How can differing opinions and conflict, well, conflicts, yes, but how can differing opinions be a negative? I would think that that would be a positive for the board. Could delay implementing necessary policies or initiatives? Well, have more board meetings. If you're saying that a delay in implementing necessary policies or initiatives is an issue, we have, well, that comes up later in terms of selecting a new board member. We haven't been very fast at doing that, with three board members, and it would be speculation. That more board members would slow down that process. It may be that more board members would speed up that process. The logistics of managing a large board can be challenging. That comes with the territory. More schedules to coordinate. All you do is you set up a calendar schedule like we do now. It may require more board meetings, but I think we're doing a lot of rushed discussions with the number of board meetings that we have now. And I think that we would be more effective in having face-to-face board meetings rather than than saying that an increase of the number of board members would make it a logistics issue. Financial considerations are also worth noting. Okay, our director, our CEO, put it in perspective that it's not the amount that's a concern, it's where the board places its priorities. Additionally, our CEO would have to move more of his time to administration and not direct services to students. It was my understanding that that's the goal in the long run anyway, and that that would be accomplished as we got more income from higher enrollment and the ability to allocate that within the administrative ratio that we have to. Lastly, it's essential to consider the dynamics of collaboration and teamwork within the board. A smaller group can foster a more intimate environment where members can build stronger relationships and work more closely together. That's speculation, that's not fact. And in actuality, if we had four board members, better yet, five, we could have subcommittees where board members could meet in advance of the board meetings and talk about topics that would be or items that would be on the agenda. We're prohibited from doing that now with our small board size. So the bottom line to me is that we would pathways would benefit from having a broader range of backgrounds represented on the board, more a broadening of how you look at things, more people to give different kinds of suggestions. I think our smallness is limiting us, and when we look to the future, we're going to be continue to be growing by leaps and bounds, and I think we should get ahead of that curve because when we get there, if we don't get ahead of it, we're going to be behind it.
Okay, Charlie.
Well, I agree with many of the things that you're saying, Rudy. And I think that at some point we need to consider it. At this point, I think we work well as a board of three. But I like the fact that we can become more diverse in our thinking and decision making with five. I'm a stickler that it's got to be an odd number. That way there's no discrepancy, no ties, a 2-2 vote. But at this point, I'm going to go with that we remain as a three-member board.
Any other discussion? Okay, I'd like to call for the vote. Rudy?
Nay. Oh, I'm sorry. Aye.
You threw me. I mean,
I convinced them.
Freudian slip.
Okay. Rudy, you voted.
I would like to see another board member or two.
Right. Okay. Thank you. I just I took up.
Preferably two. What we have
Okay.
before is one.
Charlie?
Nay.
Tom? Nay. Motion did not carry. And number 12 is the future calendar. April 29th is our next meeting at 9. Board comments. Rudy?
None at this point that I haven't already said.
And Charlie?
In the interest of time, no, I need to go in 2 minutes. But no, I want to thank everybody. Healthy discussions on these topics, and Wendy and Jaron, appreciate your time and your clarity with the questions that we have. And again, just thank you for everybody. Tom, your leadership with the board, I appreciate that too.
And as time constraints, I just really appreciate that fully that we listened to everybody through every one of our discussions. Jerem?
Appreciate the collaboration that we've had at this meeting and appreciate setting it up as a special board meeting in an effort to collaborate prior to April 29th. I think we've got accomplished a lot. And I appreciate the time and effort that the board puts in, even with the other special board meeting that we had to have several days ago. Thank you for everything you do and for your support.
Okay. At this time, I'd like a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Still moved, Charlie.
Second.
Call for the vote, Rudy.
Aye.
Charlie.
Aye.
Tom, aye. Meeting closed at 10:29. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Thanks, guys.